We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school boys basketball as we take a look at the upcoming season for AHSTW. The Vikings went 11-11 last year. They did lose a couple of key players like Luke Sternberg and Camden Sukup, but got some guys coming back. Gigi Harris, head coach for the Vikings, joins me now. And Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a new season?
I'd tell you what, excited. The group of guys we got right now are working really hard. They're fun to be around. They're kind of craving to learn and get better each day. And that's kind of a coach's dream. So I tell you what, the first couple of weeks have been really good.
That's good. I know last year you were banged up at the start of the season. You feel like maybe this year is a little bit more stable, more healthy?
I wish I could say that was true, but yeah, you know, we didn't get Colin Harder back until after Christmas, and what he does is huge for us, and it was a lot of our success last year, and it's definitely going to be a lot of our success this year. So having him healthy and having quite a bit of our guards be healthy from football and just over the summer is going to be there. Right now, Caden Jorgensen, he's on the sidelines a little bit right now. He's injured coming off of a torn labrum or a shoulder injury after football. But the kid's showing up to practice every day, still being a part of the team. And so knock on wood, hopefully we can get him back after Christmas. And so, yeah, we're going to look a little bit different inside. Some younger kids are definitely going to have to step up.
All right. Well, go into just what Colin Harder means to just everything. I mean, he's a scorer, but more than that, he's a facilitator, a defender. What are his overall strengths?
Well, first off, he's a playmaker. You know, and one thing that is a huge credit to his body of work, you know, over his, you know, high school tenure, but even in youth, just how much time he's put in. He's learned to make a play for himself, but man, the more he matures within the game, he is becoming an incredible passer. He's learning to make plays for others and get other people involved. And I think him understanding that if I can distribute that ball and still make a play for myself, but also make others around me, that's how our team really grows. And obviously he's going to continue to grow with that too. So his maturity within the game has just been excellent to see. His leadership also on the floor. He's a general, you know, he's a captain. He's almost like he's another coach out there. And we get that on both sides. It's not just offense. I mean, he really controls things for us on the defensive side as well. And so, yeah, you know, we're going to probably go as Colin Harder goes, and really pleased with his work, but his leadership has been fantastic to start the season.
And so with Caden hurt to start the year, what does it look like that you're going to do in the post to start off?
Young Bucks are going to have to get ready to go. They're going to have to strap it up and get ready to play some varsity basketball. But, you know, right now we got about three or four different guys working in there. You know, a Dayton Osbar kind of goes in and out. A Caden Sambothy can go in and out, but they're going to probably have to play a little bit more inside for us. And then Parker Crone, a sophomore that kind of came in at the end of the year of football a little bit and saw a little bit more time and hopefully got confident. But he's going to have to take the jump and he's going to have to play some minutes for us and he's going to have to be a big guy for us inside.
And about Dayton, I mean, I don't think we saw really his extent of his talents last year at basketball. He was hurt at the start last year as well. And when he got going, it was tough to get playing time. He averaged 3.7 points a game. I would imagine you expect him to make a leap this year.
Oh, we need him to. And that's just it. He's got so much untapped potential. You know, he's a sophomore. It's kind of crazy when you look at him and you think, man, you know, he played a lot of football last year. He's playing a lot of football this year. You think he's a junior, but he's still only a sophomore. A lot of untapped potential. And I tell you, there's moments where you're like, holy cow, this guy can be a top five player in the WIC. And then there's other times that he's a sophomore. And so that's just the maturity within the game. He's got to come to practice ready to work every single day and just get involved in what we do. We're definitely going to need his aggressiveness on the offensive end. We're going to need him to help score the basketball and take some pressure off of Colin and some of our other guards and play that inside out role. And then at the same time, it's a big jump. You know, I think we have a pretty darn good conference and we have a pretty good schedule where, you know, when you're kind of playing that inside role, you know, you get banged up a little bit and you're going to have to be really physical and you're going to have to be able to run the floor and rebound and things like that. And he's definitely got the potential to do it. He's got the athleticism to do it. I think getting him in shape and getting him involved with the speed of the game and what we want to do, I really look for him to have a really big year.
And so who are the other candidates at the guard spot to start this year?
Drew Lee coming off an all-state football season. You want to talk about another fantastic leader that just does everything right and leads in practice, leads in the hallways. This is a young man that really took it upon himself this summer to increase his role, knowing that we're not going to have a Luke or a Camden back. Really started working on his game and how can he be more of a threat offensively. He's always willing to take that challenge on the defensive end and helping guard one of the best players. All in all, like he's another one of those guys that we're going to really lean on the guard front. And then Evan Harder, who took, just huge strides last year. I love when Evan and Colin get to go against each other. They push each other in such a good way that every day someone's going to get better. And Evan's going to be another huge part of our success. He's another playmaker. His vision on the floor right now is unmatched. I'm very excited for him and what he's bringing to our team. He's got a good outside shot too. And what we knew coming into the season, we're going to need some guys to come down and knock some shots down. And Evan looks to be like one of those outside shooters that he's going to be able to come down and knock some open shots, but at the same time, he could put it on the floor and create for other people. So those are the two guards right now that have really stood out in practice that we're really excited about.
And so how about depth? How do you see some other guys there that could fit into the rotation and will come off the bench?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think, if we played a game today, I think we could probably rotate 8, 9, maybe even 10 guys. Some of that is just kind of where we're at right now in the season, but we've got practices are competitive. We've got guys that are trying to earn and work for a spot. And like I said, it's a different day. Every day there's a new kid that kind of emerges and we got a player that's like, okay, they're showing us something. And, right now it's kind of who are those kids that can play with as many people. We got another senior, Titan Elson, who, same thing, put a lot of time in. We're going to need him to come in and be a big role and knock down some shots. And he's definitely immersed himself into a rotation. Freshman Kipton Lamp didn't know what to expect coming in as a freshman, but he's ready to scrap it up and play. And we're going to play people that are going to compete every day and work hard and involve and basically play to the standard that we want to play to. And so we got Ty, got Kip, Camden Dreesen, Kevin Roll. There's the two other sophomores. We're a very heavy sophomore a team right now, and we told them that you might be sophomores right now, but by the time January 1 rolls around, you're going to need to start playing like juniors and upperclassmen. That's just kind of how we're made, and they've approached practice that way. So looking at those guys kind of coming into the mix, we've got a lot of guys that are going to rotate in, but they're also competing every day in practice and games for opportunities to play. And if we're rotating 8, 9, 10 guys right now, by the end of the season, if that's going to naturally shorten down. But I'm really excited to see who's going to kind of immerse and rise to the level and be in that top 8 rotation.
So the schedule's going to be tough this year because the conference, you've seen this conference in the past, but this year it seems to be as loaded as it ever has been, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think we get Trainer, Underwood, Tri-Center right off the bat, and they're probably arguably, your front runners just based on pedigree and who's returning, and they probably got some of the best players, individual players on the team. But you get an IKM and an Audubon that I think are really good. And so then you throw two more teams in there that I think can compete at the top of those guys. I throw ourselves in there. I know we're going to compete with everybody. You got Riverside and Mo Valley that have gotten better every single year. And kind of like us, a little bit younger, but like those guys are now juniors or seniors, and it's loaded. Logan, when you go up there, they're big and they're physical, and Coach Edelman does a great job. You nailed it. It's a tough conference. Every single night you're going to have to be ready to play because any night you can get beat.
And so what's the overall key for your basketball team to have success this year?
Well, the number one thing for us is we have to find an identity. We know we have some players that can do some special things, but it's a long season and we have to grow. We should not look, what we look like today should not be like what we look like, in the middle of December before we hit break, and we want to be playing our best basketball in February. And for that to happen, we're going to have to evolve. And we're going to have to make sure that not individually we're evolving, but also as a team. And so we're going to have to get those sophomores ready to go. Our seniors are going to have to really lead, and For us, if we can get out in transition and we can execute there consistently, then it's just going to come down to that half court. And we've got to rebound and we got to take care of the basketball. And if we can do, if we can focus on those things, which seems like a lot, if we can focus there, I really, really like our chances. And I know we're going to compete in every game. So put ourselves in a chance to win the ball game in the fourth quarter and we'll see what happens.
Well, Coach, it'll be an interesting season. We'll see you in a non-conference game on December 15th in Avoca against ACGC, but you do open up on Friday the 5th against Underwood on the road for that one. Really appreciate your time, and best of luck throughout the entire season. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Thanks so much.
You bet, Chris. Thank you very much.
GG Harris, head coach for AHSTW Boys Basketball, joins us here on KSOM.